I have a heck of a time getting this second side started here. Took me so long that time I forgot what I was talking about. But I know I was talking about you and I, so I'll continue on that vein someplace along the line. I was thinking about sitting on the couch holding you on my lap. That's a good place to start thinking about anyway. Well, let's see. I wanted to be sure that you know first how much I love you and how much I miss you. Then I want to know how Ruby's making out, and Lou and Ruth, and I want to know how all my cousins are doing. And then I want to know how all my friends are doing, John, and Lee, and the kids. And I want to know what their plans are for this summer. I want to know when school's out. I want to know what the weather's like back there and if things are starting to green up. I want to know if the grass is nice and green, if you have to break out the lawnmower. And I want to know if you're feeling well, if you're enjoying yourself, if the car's running right, if the neighbors are treating you right, and all of those things I want to know about. But you can write those things to me when you write to me. Speaking of writing, I just got the letter you mailed on the 4th today. And I got the letter you mailed on the 6th yesterday. How about that? I'm getting my mail crossed up some way. And the notice of Ben Lumpkin's wife being dead was really a surprise. I'll bet poor old Ben will be shocked and lonesome and won't know what to do with himself. I'm sorry to hear that, and it's quite strange that I should have gone up the last day and while I was there and visited them. I hope that Ben won't take things too hard. Well, a lot of people come up to visit me, and somebody's always knocking at my door when I'm writing, so I have to be careful. Then a lot of interruptions come to me. The old people come, knock the door, and have to stop and chat. I got one guy that keeps dropping in all the time, and no matter what I'm doing. I hope he don't come while I'm talking to you, but he does come in quite often. Now, let's see, who else was I curious about? I keep thinking about Stubb and Joe. I think for some reason or other, I don't know, I keep remembering some of Margie's conversation, or Ruth's, somebody, about Joe getting so involved in school that she changed her whole life some way or other from what we used to know it. But that's to be expected, because Joe is working in an entirely different environment with an entirely different type of people whose aim in life is to work with kids and educate, and you get involved in some certain thing, and naturally you get away from family and the old things that we talk about, the crops, the weather, and each other. So I think if Joe is getting involved in that, she's real happy doing what she's doing. She might be leaving old Stubb unattended, but I think he can take care of himself pretty well, don't you? We haven't had any Viet Cong action around here since I've come back. Everything seems to be leveled off pretty well. Our military is clipping them off out here, keeping them scattered pretty well. In this job I've got, I mix a lot with people that work for us. These people have a kind of a distracting attitude about the boss. He's kind of a lord. Everybody that's superior to him really gets the bow down treatment, and those that are inferior to him get kicked in the shins. But there's an old guy out here on the gate that one day I asked to wash my car, and he wouldn't talk to me. Then when I got this new job and become his boss, I went out the other morning, and my old car was all cleaned up. But I'm beginning to be very fond of these people. I wish I could talk to them. I wish I could speak their language. I keep struggling along, trying to learn something, but I can't even remember the time of day in the morning. I remember Chow Om, which means good morning, mister, or Chow Ba, which means good morning, ma'am. But I can't say little things. The crazy language just don't mean anything to me. But I'll keep plugging along. Nevertheless, as I say, I go out among the laborers here that we hire and working with us, and they really give you the good treatment. They won't do anything unless you speak to them, but they're real polite and kind, and they're kind of simple souls, bullheaded as a Welshman, independent as can be. They like to laugh. They don't like to work. I never saw one of them like to work. They'll steal your lining out of your pockets. Most of them, not all of them. I mean, the soldiers will steal sandbags, and they'll take anything laying loose. They'll take anything from Americans, I guess. They keep thinking that we're going to support them forever, seems like. Anyway, it seems like that's what we're doing, supporting them forever. But I guess those things will have to change pretty soon. They're going to have to go on their own. I know that, I don't know what's going on this round table discussion, but I suspect before long there will be some kind of settlement. I have a feeling about it. If you know anything from there, let me know, please, because I don't get much information here. Is there anything that you want from out here? Is there anything at all besides old Carly boy that you would like to have me send you? I really don't have much opportunity here to buy things, and they're quite costly. They're sort of junkish. I don't know what would be a good thing to buy, to tell you the truth. But I haven't been out looking. One of these days I'll go down and look. Well, I told you about receiving a nice letter from Lorraine. I haven't heard from Phyllis or Helen, but I hope to one of these days. And as this tape's getting short, I want to tell you again how much I love you, honey, and how much I miss you. We'll be together before too long, and then we'll plan our future from there. And I hope that when we get together, we'll have everything will be rosy, and I can hold you in my arms, tell you how much I love you, and how much I appreciate you. Then you won't have to hear from me from this long distance. But it's nice to be able to run a tape like this, and so we can talk to you. And I'm kind of anxious for you to talk back to me. I'm waiting for that tape you're going to send me. Anyway, take care, baby, and send my best love and regards always. And I think of you, and I think of all the folks. You might tell them hello. And goodbye.